AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The search is expanding today upstate New York as police try to track down two escaped convicts. Amy Doust, who lives near the prison, says she and her neighbors are on edge.
It's been very scary. Not a lot of rest. Just looking over your shoulder and very unnerving, knowing that we don't really know what's going on or where they are.
It's been more than a week since the two inmates broke out of prison. James Boulware, whose son, also named James Boulware, is linked to the attack on the Dallas police headquarters, says he doesn't believe his son was out to kill police when he fired shots at officers, police cars, and the building early yesterday morning.
I don't think he really meant to kill anybody.
Younger Boulware was apparently shot and killed by a SWAT team sniper while he was inside his armored van during a standoff following that attack. A former small-town South Carolina police chief is set to stand trial again this week in the 2011 shooting death of an unarmed black man. Richard Combs, the white former Utahville police chief, is charged with murder in Bernard Bailey's death. His first trial in January ended in a hung jury. Jury selection begins tomorrow. 2 months after announcing her campaign, Hillary Rodham Clinton held her first campaign rally yesterday in New York. Today, New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie, who is mulling a run for his party's presidential nomination, tells ABC's This Week that Clinton's speech came from the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. He's also critical of what he sees as her aloofness.
I've done 146 town hall meetings in the last 5 years in New Jersey and around the country. Mrs. Clinton doesn't hear from anybody. She doesn't talk to anybody. She doesn't take questions from anybody. How would she know what real Americans are really concerned about?
Christie says he will decide later this month if he is going to run for the GOP nomination. This is AP Radio News. Papers released by a prosecutor in Cleveland set the timeline surrounding the shooting death of a 12-year-old boy by police. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Investigators found no hard evidence. Officer Timothy Lohman ordered Tamir Rice to raise his hands before Rice was shot. The 12-year-old was carrying a pellet gun. Rice was black. The officers involved are white. A friend told deputies he gave the pellet gun to Rice hours before the shooting and warned him to be careful because it looked real. Surveillance video appears to show Rice reaching for the pellet gun, which is tucked in his waistband, when he was shot. I'm Ed Donahue.
The European Space Agency says its comet lander Philae has woken up from hibernation. The probe became the first spacecraft to land on a comet when it touched down on the surface of 67P in November. German Aerospace Center says the probe communicated with the ground team on Earth for 85 seconds late yesterday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.